Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Let them go! Let them go! Let them go!
How about new?
You're choking me with my
What's your present? She's choking. What's your present?
Gabriella.
Tell the world my story.
Whoa! Bring that back pace! Do not bring horses into here!
We are federales. You know, the mountain police.
Do not bring horses into here! What are you doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president.
That was a global pandemic.
That is not a valid excuse. I hear that every day and I dismiss it.
He had the worst record of any president.
Depending on what happens in November, 7 months from right now, this time next year, I might not be sitting here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Bing.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
They're so worried they're going to be gone. Oh. They're more likely to be gone because nobody's watching the networks anymore. All the cable cord cutting that is going on. All the fact that, no one is reading or watching or listening to their piss poor programming or newspapers or blogs, whatever. Don't worry about Donald Trump. He had 4 years to put you out of business. And ask all the people that the Barack Obama went after. Ask them if they had any problems with Donald Trump. I don't think they did. Yeah, I was reading one of them actually in the New York Post the other day. James Rosen was he was tracked by the Democrats, but he's okay now. He's okay. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm back from Florida today, and I must say, I know what you're interested in. How did Roscoe do on his first plane flight? He did great. He did great.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Yeah, and you know, we talk with Dr. Matt sometimes and laugh about, people ask about CBD gummies, and he and I don't have much faith in them. But you know what? Roscoe had no problems this morning. I don't know what it was, but he was not hopping around like sometimes he hops around when he's in the car in Florida. And on the plane, he was okay. So maybe there's something to this, these CBD gummies for pets. I don't know. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Glad to be back. We'll get the texter up here very shortly in the first break, and I'll be able to take some read some text messages. We got a lot planned for today. We'll check in with Turtle Boy in the 6 o'clock hour. It's another interesting day. I mean, this thing is going to sort of plod on for a little bit, but I don't know. I don't know if we'll do it every day, but we'll try to do some stuff. 844-500-4242. I love the cut with the hippies, the Nazi hippies at Tulane. You can't bring those horses in here. It was great. Taylor told me.
Whoa! Bring that back, hey! Do not bring horses into here. Do not bring horses into here. What are you doing? This is insane.
I thought maybe they'd gotten something from, you know, many, many years ago at the Wiano Club in Osterville when Ted Kennedy was drunk and he rode a horse up the steps of the Wiano Club and tried to push it inside. It's very seldom you hear a sound like that, you know, but there it was. Oh, man, they were freaked out. Things are going so swimmingly in New Orleans. The big new Ritz-Carlton, over 500 rooms, just went into foreclosure. Nobody wants to go down there. They ought to be glad the horses are in there now. You know, anywhere they want to put anything, any kind of mammals in New Orleans, it should be welcomed. 844 844-500-4242. All sorts of crazy stuff going on today. I'm waiting to find out how I assume that the legislature's revenue committee, formerly the tax committee, killed the or didn't kill. They kept it and refused to report out of committee. That's another nice way of saying killed the bill to put an endowment tax on Harvard University, which, you know, we talked about it last week. The more I think about it, the more wonderful an idea it is. You know, they want to put a wealth tax on everybody. They say it's just for people making over 50 million, but soon it will be everybody over 50,000. And it's supported by the fake Indian and Bernie Sanders and all these people who've never worked, racial grifters, all the usual suspects, cast of characters. And so then they start talking, these two wackos, state reps say, hey, let's put a 2.5% wealth tax on Harvard. $50 billion times 2.5, that's $1.25 billion a year. Sounds good to me. And, you know, then Harvey goes, oh, in 10 years, 20% of our endowment would be gone. Well, if you do it to an individual, the same thing applies. Why would anyone invest in a place where the state is going to take half of the income? Well, couldn't you make the same argument about, a small business? You know? Why would you want to stay in a state that's going to take away all your money when you die with the inheritance tax? Has one of the highest income tax rates in the country on you already. What has one of the highest capital gains tax already? Oh, that's okay. That's okay. That doesn't affect me. I have a trust fund. That's what all the Harvard professors say. They could give a bleep less. 844-500-4242. So now it's this thing is just getting more and more out of control. At Harvard, they're gonna have hearings before the administrative board, they call it, on what to do about the students. So now the students, they're gonna have a big sit-in at the Harvard administration board to complain about being disciplined at all. It's time. It is time for more sprinkler systems. You know what? You know what they do in Spain. I guess they do it everywhere. They do it more in the West, where they have the bigger fires. They send in planes with water, right? If they could in the early going, not a drone like in Gaza to blow up a savage terrorist, which they do all the time, and I'm totally 100% in favor of that. But I'm just talking about why don't they send in some big, huge drones full of water onto all these campuses? You know, hit Emerson, hit Tufts, hit Harvard. You know, now they say they're on, Grace just said they're on the UNC campus. Hit UNC. I don't care. You know, just give them a good soaking. This summer I hear the splashing, four wet in Harvard Square. What if you saw her soaked on the ground, her cornrows all destroyed by the wetness and the water? It's really, I mean, someone's got to do a remake of Ohio. There's just no question about it. Columbia students occupy campus building. Boy, they're really screwing up this Trump trial, aren't they, by not allowing the cameras in there? I mean, without a camera, there really is no trial. I mean, they're really handing it off to Trump. I mean, they're doing split screens of all the riots going on with this. It's okay, you know, to have a federal trial if nothing else is going on. But this isn't even a federal trial. This is a state trial. This is a state trial with federal crimes that are based on state misdemeanors that the statute of limitation has run out on. And some of they can't understand why people aren't that excited about the trial. And unless you're, of course, a full-blown victim of Trump derangement syndrome. 844-500-4242. I wish I could say it's good to be back, and it's tolerable to be back in Massachusetts, I guess. It would be nice if there were some leaves on the trees, you know, and it wasn't. There are a few leaves on the trees, but not many. It's just starting.
They're coming in. Not all year round. Palm fronds like in Palm Beach.
I like palm fronds, although Roscoe doesn't. He's glad to get away. He gets scared of them when they fall down. He looks at them and thinks they're giant iguanas coming to get him. He was scoping one out last night when I was taking him for a walk. I said, no more palm fronds for a few months, Roscoe, after tonight. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Ever notice when you ask moms what they want for Mother's Day, so many of them ask for just one day of peace and quiet? You say, are you kidding? Mom, you know who's in your family. Good luck. Maybe you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune out with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds. Raycon's everyday earbuds are the perfect way to tune out all of the noise around you and tune into something great. Their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands you know and love at a price you'll love even more. I use my Raycons pretty much every day. I got them right in my hand here now. That was one of the last things I did when I packed up early this morning in Florida. I made sure I didn't forget my Raycons, because then what would I do tonight when I'm out walking that pug, Roscoe? I love using my Raycons when I'm out walking around at dawn or at dusk. I use them pretty much every day. And I'm sure your mother would find a great way. Your mother, your significant other, anybody you want to give something to, including your father at Father's Day, or the graduate in the family who's not in a demonstration somewhere. Anybody can use a pair of Raycons. With 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, I'm holding mine in my hand right now. I know Raycons are up to the task. They have three customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, awareness mode, optimized gel tips for a custom, comfortable fit. Whatever you do, wherever you are, Raycons make it better for you. And they can provide any kind of audio you want, music, podcast, self-help, anything. Seriously, they make the best Mother's Day or Father's Day or graduation day gifts. And Raycon offers easy 30-day returns just in case. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you know that between hosting a 4-hour radio show, multiple media hits, political advocacy, and walking Roscoe the Wonder Pug?
I call it a dog.
Howie still finds time to write 3 columns a week.
Oh, wow.
Read his latest at HowieCarrShow.com.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah, rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub.
I hadn't had a bath since October the 7th. I was feeling pretty ripe. I wasn't getting too much, you know what, but I really felt groovy. Splish splash, the cops hit me with some splash. Man, you know, I thought I've been doing really well with the illegal alien columns at the Herald. You know, I've really been getting a lot of hits, but it was nothing compared to the last couple of columns I've done on the hippies. The first Harvard and then Emerson. I mean, people are out of their minds, angry about this. And you know, is this going to be like Vietnam, where they changed the Hey, you know what? You don't want to know what one of the big differences is? In Vietnam, there were guys, Americans, who didn't want to go to Vietnam, who were in jeopardy of being drafted. That made a lot of difference. There's no Americans who are in jeopardy here. This is just nothing but hippies. There's no draft here. There's not even any real college anymore. It's just like adult daycare, you know? I think it's a really different situation. 844-500-40. And it's not like anybody's learning anything in these colleges. Have you talked to anybody who goes to college? Or you know, maybe a few are coherent, articulate, can write and complete sentences, but not a large number. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is should Israel invade Rafah? Yes, no, or they should wait until the hostage situation has been resolved.
I made this the poll question today because Netanyahu's just tired of all this messing around, and he said they're going to invade Rafah no matter what happens with the hostages. I personally don't think there are too many hostages left alive, unfortunately, sadly. But yeah, I'd say yes, invade Rafah. You're not going to get rid of these people. It's you couldn't leave the Nazis in power in Germany. These people are Nazis. They're genocidal maniacs. They've got to be destroyed.
84% say yes, invade. 12% say wait until the hostages have been returned. 3% say don't invade.
Yeah, 3%. All right, 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Good afternoon, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, I want to take your plan a couple steps further. It should be a three-stage process when you drop these water tankers. First one is just clear water.
Yeah.
Second one is soapy water. And the third one is rinse water.
And then do you do repeat, like they used to say on the shampoo containers, repeat?
I just heard on the news before, the local news, they actually broke up the encampment down at Yale. So there's a little bit of hope going on here.
Good. Good. Well, the first bit of hope out of Yale was when they reinstituted the SATs. You know, and it's not that I loved the SATs when I was a kid. Nobody likes the SATs. But you have to have some kind of standards, don't you, Chris?
Well, yeah. You know, the other piece is that as soon as you wash these filthy dirtbags down, it'll probably become a civil rights violation. It'll be caught up in court for years.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the call. 413, I went to a UMass protest yesterday with a $20 bill and a globe. Meaning a round planet of Earth, not the Boston Globe. Asked roughly 25 random students to point out Israel, Gaza, until I found one who could do it. When I handed him the $20, congratulated him, and shook his hand, he said, Trump 2024. Bruce from the Mets, glad you're back. I ran into the most deranged woman who followed me into an Irving to get gas. She took the pump right next to me, called me everything possible, and did not stop. My Ultra MAGA sticker made her flip out. I wish I would have thought to record her. I never swore, which is amazing. I hope to see you again. I hope to see her again in Seabrook. Yeah, be prepared, Bruce. We've got lots of stuff, though. More and more people are recording these nuts, especially the ones who don't know anything. That's the thing. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny. Got about less than a minute left. Go ahead.
Yeah, Howie, my daughter graduates from Tufts in a couple weeks, and I just hope these knuckleheads aren't around. You know, when she graduated high school, it was at the height of the BLM thing.
Yeah.
And a kid took a knee when they sang the national anthem. A kid right in front of me took a knee. And my former wife, she held my arms, don't do anything. I'm a combat veteran. But after the graduation ceremony is over, I made a beeline up to this kid. And I said, I bet you take a knee for something else. And he just looked at me. I was about to slam him. I don't want to deal with these pukes.
I know. They don't know what they're talking about. They have no concept of it. You know, that professor from NYU who was on with Morning Joe, he said the problem is, to put it bluntly, they're not getting laid enough. None of them are getting laid. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242-508. I feel bad for the normal college seniors. They got screwed 4 years ago at their high school graduations. Now they get hosed for this nonsense. That's a good point, 508. It really is. It really is unfair. 844. Here's a college grad for you, says another 508. AOC says RICO isn't a crime. It's a category. And she's talking like she's smart, not a fool. Yeah, she is a fool. I'm just working on some stuff about Jerry Angiulo for a new project I'm doing. I'm looking over his old the old transcripts, and he goes on. And he knows RICO. There's 32 different counts they can use against you in RICO. I think that means it's a crime, AOC.
Yeah, all of these young activists at these schools, they're all AOCs in the making. Like, based off the dramatics, Howie,
trust them to make me a drink, would you?
No,
I think she probably could get by as a bartender. These ones, I don't think so.
Based off the theatrics we're seeing, the wailing, the, you know, I can't breathe.
How about the scarves?
Gabriella with two L's. Make sure you get my name right.
Where's the scarves one?
I just think that they're all meant to be.
You're choking me with my scarves. What's your
first name?
What's
your first name?
Gabriella.
You're joking me with my scarves.
Yeah, they all should be.
Are those designer scarves, do you think, Grace, or are they from Kmart or Target?
I have no idea, but
I think they're the Hamas scarves.
It's really getting embarrassing for these schools. And I love how Columbia keeps saying, oh, you know, now we're they are like Joe Biden with the don't. They keep putting out new red lines not to cross, and the students are not listening to them. They are running the show at this point. They don't care. They're not afraid of the president of Columbia.
There was a good column in the Wall Street Journal yesterday by this woman who went to Stanford. Did you read that column? She said, you know, she went in 2009, and it was a brand. You went for the brand. It's like Louis Vuitton. Whatever, you know, it's like a brand. They've told all these colleges have in a matter of weeks trashed the brand.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. Like, I wonder, Howie, if you're applying to a job, and I think a lot of this is going to depend, the landscape of these jobs is going to depend on whether or not Trump gets reelected. But if we have another 4 years of Joe Biden, this could be a resume enhancer. Like, I was this close to graduating from Columbia, but I was one of the protesters.
Do you think there's going to be an economy left, though?
that's the question.
I don't think there are. I don't think there's going to be such a thing as a resume, let alone a resume enhancer.
Yeah.
If they get another 4 years.
But Ben Weingarten, who graduated from Columbia, he said, keep in mind, all of these people are going to be at some point, like in the State Department, they're going to be deciding if they should sic the FBI on you for attending a Latin mass. That's how things work.
But they already are. I mean, it's got to be stopped. It's already out of control. You know, I was thinking about this, about the Latin masses again. That, for some reason, that bugs me even more than, you know, taking the license plate.
You're a good Catholic man.
But I'm not. But, you know, J. Edgar Hoover, he used to go out of his way in the 30s and 40s and 50s to recruit Catholics and Mormons. You know why? Because he thought they were more trustworthy. They were more likely to be on the level.
How times
now they investigate. Now the same FBI investigates you because of the same reason. They think you're on the level. They don't want people on the level.
Well, I keep going back to January 6th. Remember the facial recognition? They were zooming in on people based off the jackets they were wearing, tracking down. At one point, they were trying to charge a woman, Howie, with insurrection who wasn't even inside the Capitol. She didn't even enter the Capitol, but they wanted to, you know, because she was on the property or something. They went out of their way to track down every single one of these people. And then we have these young college kids in broad daylight taunting Jewish students who are trying to go about their day. And where's Christopher Wray? Like, is anybody investigating these people or no? Is it because it's in the daylight or at night, you know, that's how Merrick Garland decides. Where are the investigations? It's the will. They don't have the will to do it. They don't want to, because this is the protected class of people.
But they they're under orders. I mean, they're the FBI is the secret police of the Democrat Party. They're following orders.
But do you think?
And the best kind of secret police you ever, people you don't even have to order because they know what to do.
Joe Biden is obviously very scared of losing this vote, the death to America voter. That's something he's focused on. But I would say that he's running the risk now of losing just the regular Democrat voter. Like, he's trying to appease these nuts so much that I have to assume that regular, especially Jewish Democrats, are looking at this and going, this is the best you can do. And keep in mind, Trump comes out and says Biden has to issue a statement on this and you know, talk a little tougher about these college kids. And then within hours, the White House comes out with a statement. It's like Trump's telling him what to do. It's
right.
Crazy.
And you know, the thing is, too, and he goes, well, the Israelis have to appease Hamas. And you know, apparently, the more he says the Israelis have to appease Hamas, the more the American people want, as our poll shows, to go in there and just get rid of them. I mean, they started the war.
But Howie, isn't it also, there's something humorous about the fact that you have, like, the president, for example, of Colombia, right? He's trying to negotiate with these peace activists who are running amok. Can't get anything done. It's like, what, day four, day five? They're like, oh, the 2 p.m. deadline has moved. Those people want to lecture Bibi Netanyahu on how to negotiate with Hamas. Like, they're going to start giving him instruction on how to properly make a deal.
Yeah.
They can't even,
There's a guy at Harvard. Every day there's a headline in the Harvard Crimson. Dunn issues new ultimatum to students. It's like I issue an ultimatum to Roscoe, you know?
Yeah.
Don't lick that plate.
And he looks at you and he goes, or what? Or what, Blondie? What are you going to do? Give me another sausage link?
Right. It's ridiculous.
You know what it's like, Howie? It's like women who give an ultimatum. If you don't marry me within 6 months, I'm leaving you. And if you don't leave, then you can never, it's never going to have an impact because they know, okay, so that was just talk. And this is exactly what's happening. These students do not care. They're not afraid. They're proud of what they're doing, except for the mask aspect, which confuses me a little bit. Because if the cause is so righteous, why don't you show your face?
Well, don't you think, though, that those Emerson, I'm not even going to use the word I want to use.
I'm scared. Don't, please.
Those dinks. Maybe they really are afraid of getting COVID.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think that's what's happening here. Might be a nice cover for why they're wearing masks, but I don't think they're afraid. But speaking of Emerson, I'm glad you brought that up because we keep having all of this depressing news out of Emerson with all these hippies.
Do you think it's depressing? I'm kind of amused by it.
It's amusing, but it is depressing for, I think, the country as a whole, where we're headed. But this is good news. Emerson College poll released today. Trump leads Biden in all 7 swing states, enjoys wider margin with RFK Jr. in race.
Dude, let's have another riot, man. Let's break another cop's ankle, man. Let's cut up another cop's hand to protest the poll, man.
But this coincides.
I'm going to do it in memory of Tiny Tim, my favorite artist.
Nobody on a college campus knows who that is.
I put that in my column though the other day. I said, "Dude, if you had just been back in your dorm room working on the strumming on your ukulele, singing along with Tiny Tim, you wouldn't have gotten jammed up."
Is he from the Christmas movie thing?
No. Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
We have talked about this before because I remember that that haunting song. But this coincides with the CNN poll.
They have a building named after Tiny Tim at Emerson, you know.
Do they?
I made that up.
The CNN poll released Sunday suggests Biden is facing extreme pressure to do more to remind voters of the turmoil of Trump's single term. And they say Biden is up against nostalgia.
Pardon me for laughing in your face, Dementia Joe.
But this is they always like to frame it like Biden's a victim of circumstance. Listen to how this headline, as Editor Carr, okay, not Inspector Carr, this is Editor Carr. Listen to this headline. Biden is up against nostalgia for Trump's first term. Like, that's his battle. He's facing the fact that people are warming up to Trump's first term. You don't think there's anything else? Like, he's such a hapless victim that now we're saying that he's battling nostalgia? Like, he's What?
That's like saying that, you know, Carter in 1980 was battling nostalgia for Watergate and whip inflation now under Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just he was even worse than the guy before him. And in the case of Trump, Trump wasn't even that bad.
No, I don't think Trump, especially when it comes to the economy and illegal immigration, that's the two issues that people are really focused on. And I don't like this headline because nostalgia kind of implies that people are romanticizing those 4 years, where I would argue people just have perspective now. People are looking at what's happening in Israel. People are looking at what's happening in Ukraine.
And how about at the gas station?
At the gas station, at the border. And they're going, wait a second, what was I so worked up about? It's just giving people a little bit of a frame of reference. Howie, one story I wasn't able to get to today, which I do want your take on, because it's from Florida. You left Florida, you came back to Massachusetts. Florida locals, do you see this? Infuriated. They're mad about the Boca boaters.
No.
There was a group of spring breakers, and they were caught dumping overfilled trash cans into the ocean.
Oh, that sucks. I don't blame them for being angry.
Isn't that the... It's so disrespectful, and it speaks to, like, a disdain for just everything and everyone. That you take a trash can on a boat, and you dump your trash into the ocean... And so in a shocking video,
when Winter
online,
Hill used to kill people down in Miami, they wouldn't even dump them into the sharks. They'd leave them in the long-term lots at Miami International.
Even they had more respect for Mother Earth.
Right. It says, Whitey was pretty angry about that, though. He wanted them to chop it up and leave them for
the
sharks.
That wasn't trash. That was recycling.
It's called the Boca Bash. Have you heard of this? The Boca Bash? It's like a bunch of boaters, and it brings in 10,000 people, and they were seen emptying their trash from their boat. When I see someone once, you don't see it as much anymore, Howie, but if you're ever in like traffic and someone takes a cup.
Oh, yeah. No, you used to see it all the time before Smokey the Bear and all that stuff.
That,
yeah, people used to just throw bags of trash out a long time ago. It's pretty much stopped, though, now. It's a good thing.
When you see it, though, once in a while, it's like it is the epitome of laziness. You can't find a trash can. They're everywhere.
Right.
Anyway, that's it for me.
All right. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. We got a cheap bastard deal coming up next. Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a two-pack multi-use MyPillows or stylish sandals for both men and women or a luxurious six-pack towel set. All are available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard it right. Just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal. Sounds too good to be true.
Oh no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports World is Cape Cod's premier sports complex featuring fun and excitement for the whole family. It's located in Yarmouth. And it's a perfect destination for your next family vacation or day trip. The features at Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports World. Whoops, got babies in here. They'll be going to Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports World soon. Features include mini golf, driving range, arcade, and go-karts. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports World for just $25. Get yours now at HowieCarShow.com and click on store. With us now to tell us more about Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports World is owner Lou Nicanello, a former state rep from Natick. Lou, always good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Howie. Great to hear from you again. And thank you for promoting our facility. We've been there 63 years, and we entertain all our families coming to Cape Cod, and we've been host for many, many people.
And the new season just began this month, so now's a great time to go in and beat the rush before Memorial Day. You don't have to wait in any lines or anything like that until the summer really gets up and going, right?
That's correct. Yes, great time to come before Memorial Day, before the season starts. And weather has been wonderful down here on Cape Cod, and we welcome everybody to come down.
Yeah, and I like you just heard the young kids. My grandchildren were in here just now. I haven't seen them for a while, but they get a little older. They kids love go karts, don't they, Lou?
Yes, and our electric karts are very quiet and very responsive. We have single karts and double karts for the parents and the young children.
And you got the arcade, too, for, if you like that. You got mini golf, miniature golf, with the windmills, that kind of stuff. Everybody loves that. You got a driving range to practice for the regular 18-hole golf courses down on the Cape that the Cape is famous for. You basically got everything you wanted, Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports World. And plus, it's right on the main drag there. So you don't have to, it's not like you have to go out of your way to find it.
No, it's right in Yarmouth, and we're right in the middle of the town. And our arcade is the best on Cape Cod. It's a very welcoming facility, clean and very entertaining. We have the only privately owned golf driving range on Cape Cod, and we welcome all our customers to hit a bucket of balls.
And you're open 7 days a week, right?
Yes, we're open 7 days a week. Before Memorial Day at 10 o'clock, after Memorial Day at 9 a.m., and during the season, we're open till 10 every night.
And it's great. And again, you can, you're right. You're right in this area with a million great restaurants in Yarmouth and all kinds of other amusements. So if you want to go, take some time out. Mini golf, a driving range, an arcade, go karts for the kids. Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports World has got absolutely everything. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports World for just $25. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store right now. HowieCarShow.com and click on store. Anything anything new this year, Lou, at Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports World?
Well, we've got all new carpets we laid down last fall. Every 4 or 5 years, we have to put in new carpets so we have the finest putting surface available on Cape Cod for any adventure golf. The driving range has got the long 250 yards. We challenge anybody to go beyond that and hit the balls in a pond behind us.
How many balls do you pull out of the pond at the end of the summer? Not many, I would think.
Not many. We've got a couple of young, good golfers that come out and for the fun of it try to do it. But for the most time, our driving range is for all demographics, all families who haven't got a chance to hit a golf ball, and we give them that opportunity.
All right. This is a great place, and the Nicanellos have owned it for a long time, and Lou Nicanello is a great guy, and he was a normal Democrat in the legislature way back when, and there aren't many left, that's for sure. You can count them on one hand, I think, with fingers left. But we'll...
You got that right, Howie.
It wasn't always like this, believe it or not. All right, go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, go to get your cheap bastard deal, a $50 gift card to Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports World for just $25 while supplies last. I'm Howie Carr.